talking about chicken a la king,
mango and garbanzo tabbouleh,
grilled potatoes and vegetables with roasted garlic and basil,
zucchini ziti,
granola fruit bar.
Look at all this beautiful food.
All right, welcome to Green Eggs and Dan, where I interview amazing people with amazing minds. But all I care about is what is in their fridge. My guest today, comedian, host of the popular podcast TV, I Say, with Ashley Ray, which was featured in the New York Times as a 2021 podcast worth checking out. She was selected as one of HBO Max's queer comics to watch in 2021. You were on a lot of lists in 2021.
Big year for me. Big year for me.
Please welcome Ashley Ray. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, I'm so glad to be here.
Yes, we are happy to have you. Just before starting, you dropped a bomb, which is that you're doing work with the Dole Company, which, like, I have so many questions, yeah, which we will get to, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
After we get into your sad, sad fridge... You guys can all see Ashley's fridge, putting it on blast on my Instagram, at StandUpDam.
You know, I didn't send a picture of the outside of my fridge.
Oh, my God.
But on outside of my fridge, there's a note from my mom that says, "Mom loves you." And that's what I need. My mommy loves me, even though my sad, sad fridge is so, so sad and empty.
By the way, that makes this fridge even more sad. I gotta say that there's an affirmation from your mom telling you, no matter what's behind these doors, you're doing okay.
No matter what, mom loves you. And then my boyfriend wrote under it, like, I do too. It's okay that all that's in your fridge is Diet Dr. Pepper and like A1 steak sauce and a pizza that's been in there for 2 days.
This might be, I say this often and then I'm constantly surprised, especially by comedians. We are by far the bottom of the barrel when it comes to fridges. But Ashley.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the worst fridge we've had. I think Payam Benifaz might have the worst one. But this is down there. Okay, so let's get started.
Okay, and also, I was just, this is a post-travel fridge where it's like, you throw out all your produce because you were traveling, then you get back, you haven't had time to go to the grocery store.
The fridge excuses are coming in. We've heard them all on the pod already. We've heard all the excuses.
Okay, yeah. You know, there's nothing I can say. There's a lot of empty organizers, which is me being hopeful that I would take those Diet Dr. Peppers out of the box, put them in the organizer for cans at the top. It didn't happen, but the optimism.
There's a lot of optimism. This is a very aspirational fridge. This fridge has a lot of...
I'm going to buy eggs. I'm gonna take those eggs out of the carton. I'm going to put them in a little plastic organizer. It's gonna happen
this
someday.
Is the fake it till you make it fridge. This fridge is one big affirmation. Okay, let's just start with the top. Yes, the top has four empty container store containers that
excuse me, there are some packets of butter in that third one that I have left over from a fast food meal I got.
Oh my God,
that is a little packet of butter. So I would just like to note, you know, I save the resources.
Well, the funny thing is you have a butter section in the door right here, clear as day. Yet to try to show that that things are filling up in the fridge, you throw a packet of butter in the top row of the main part of the fridge.
Sometimes you just want a little butter. You don't want to open a whole stick. So, you know, it's good to keep those from the restaurants. I got my little drawer full of sauce packets, and I keep the butter too. So that's the goal of that organizer, is that it would be a place for me to store, you know, little jams and sauces.
I understand. So. Okay. All right. Now, the second row is such an abomination here, because we have two empty container store containers, and resting on top of them is a box of pizza from Big Mama's Pizza. First of all, there is room down here at the bottom, not on top of trays, that the pizza would fit in perfectly. But no, nay, you want to be covering up the aspirational cabinetry.
I did not feel like moving the Waterloo box, and I wasn't sure if I could get both boxes next to the pizza box. And instead of trying, I didn't. I went, you know what? Here's a space, an opportunity, and I took it.
Moving right along. To the right is where we have our empty plastic container store egg organizer.
I'm allergic to eggs. I'm deathly allergic to eggs. If I eat eggs, my throat will close
Wait,
up and
is
die.
Is that true?
So I yes.
Why do you have so this here?
It came with the fridge organizer set. And like once a year I'll buy eggs when I'm like, I'm going to bake something. Or like my boyfriend will be like, I'm going to make pancakes. I need eggs. And then he leaves them and he'll just use two. And I'm like, well, what do I do with these now?
So why don't you just leave them in the carton? If you're just using, if egg real estate is something that is a 5 days out of the year thing, I don't know if you need that. I think you can just have them in the carton.
Well, you know, aspirationally, I'm having the eggs because I'm cooking more. I'm having friends over and they want a frittata and it's for them. This is the aspiration. I mean, that the fridge, it's stocked, you know, with meats, fruits, veggie, everything, and I'm cooking breakfast and for people.
I might have to give you a couple more points just because you have a container for something you're deathly allergic to just for guests. That is like, it's kind of sweet. There's a sweetness to that.
You know, my family, they stay with me. That's why my mom has the message on the door. So, you know, for her, for my brother, when they stay, I'm having the fridge stocked. There's eggs. They're going to make breakfast. They're like, oh, look at this. I can just make a scrambled egg. She's not eating these eggs. They know
you
that.
Say all this, but there are no eggs.
There are no eggs. Also, you can clearly see my apartment behind me where it is. There's a volcano vape and just a lot of weed, and I clearly live alone. But in this future,
I will say,
I'm a hostess.
I mean, this is the worst fridge for someone who's got a volcano vape.
Well, I am investing in my volcano vape and not groceries.
Now, here's what's funny to me about this empty 360 days out of the year egg container device is that you have a Philadelphia whipped cream cheese that, again, this is an empty fridge, ladies and gentlemen. I really think you should go to my Instagram and check this out. However, it is hanging on the lip of the fridge in front of the empty egg container device. Like it's walking the plank. Yeah. Like it's on a pirate ship walking the plank. And it is off of the edge. And there's probably 40 square feet of free space in this fridge. And this poor cream cheese has to be looking over the edge like it's about to base jump off.
Well, you see, I still have a thought of like, this is where the dairy products go. You know, like eggs, dairy, and then usually I put cheeses in that Big Ben. You know, like block cheese, your shredded cheese. So I wanted to stay true to that. Couldn't get it into the thing because the pizza box is on top. So, you know, it's right there. And it's really the only actual, like, food in this fridge that I cook with every day because I make bagels for breakfast.
Oh.
So it's right there. Easy to grab, easy to
get. OMG. Okay. Okay. It seems like there's always a justification. There's always an answer. There's no mea culpa. I'd like to talk to your mother.
I want the cream cheese easy to grab. She would hate this. She would be very
upset.
I want
to know what you were like as a child. Like, did you always just like talk back and have?
Yes. I was one of those kids where my mom was like, you should be a lawyer. And she was just calling me a smart
right,
ass.
Right. Okay. Bottom row. If you're expecting a grand finale or some sort of redeeming something or other, you're not going to get it, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I want to go back a little. The excuse for the empty egg carton delivery device was that one day you will have eggs and you will fill this up.
Yeah.
I ask you, Ashley, you have cans of soda here. You have a soda delivery system up top here. and you have not filled them up with your sodas. Both of these boxes open, caverns, black holes from these boxes of soda staring at me.
So you don't even know how many cans are in it, and then you go to grab a Diet Dr. Pepper, and you're like, oh, I thought I had like three left in here, but it's empty. I live for that thrill. So that's that's what I want in my day, is that I'm like, is this it? Is there a can? And I like that. I like that.
Yeah, fun. It is kind of a, what are you going to get when you stick your hand in the, it's like one of those like, close your eyes and guess what's in this box.
As far as I know, that Waterloo box could be completely empty. No
Wait,
idea.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Can you please run to the fridge real quick and tell us if we will wait? The listeners will wait.
Okay, I will go do a can count.
Yes, can count
check
both
right
of
now.
Those. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, Ashley has just gotten up. She's running to the fridge to count cans in what might be the worst fridge I've ever seen on the podcast. I was being nice while she was here because I felt bad saying this to someone's face, but she's coming back now. I'm going to take it back.
Okay, I'm really proud of myself because I'm doing great. I have 3 Diet Dr. Peppers and 2 Waterloos.
Okay, wow. I was going to say, I think we'd have to end the podcast right away if those were empty. Or we'd start a GoFundMe for you. Something.
Yeah, but it is enough that I could take these 5 cans out and put them in the can holder.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Because sometimes there's too many cans. Like, it only fits so many. And if you get, like, you know, if you get 2 12-packs, it's not going to fit it. So, you know.
You know, it's funny. In general, I'm kind of against, like, fridge gadgetry. Like, I have one of those egg things, and I always have eggs, and I never put the eggs in it.
See?
I don't do it. But the soda thing, that feels like it might make sense, because I do have a lot of soda cans just willy-nilly. And I think if they were, like, you know, horizontal, just like, you know, stacked in, it seems to make sense. But I don't know.
Let me tell you, when I have put the cans in, they fall everywhere. They just, like, if you grab, it's just a real, I don't, like, the way they go, there's a lot of momentum.
Yes.
And I really don't like it. Like, you grab one, and then the next thing you know, they're all over the floor.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a bowling alley gutter. And, like, you know, the ball, when it comes down the slope to come back to you?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's like that thing. I'm scared it's going to, like, you know, I could jam a finger. I pull one out, another one just hits my hand, and then I'm in urgent care before I know it.
Exactly. It's a mess. I've had the cans fall. So I like my system of just putting the boxes. But again, in a nice future, that the Waterloo is in the can holders. It's easy for my friends to just grab. I have the other boxes on top of the fridge where I just store them until there's space to put them in the fridge.
I mean, this is so unhinged. It's wild. And then, don't worry, everyone. There's 2 enormous crispers on the bottom, and they are full of air. Nothing. Not one thing.
Okay, I do want to say I used the last of my, like, lettuce and carrots for dinner last night. That was in the right
okay.
one. And then...
Wait a second. Hold on. You told us at the beginning of this that you were traveling and you threw everything out. And now you're telling me you pulled greens out of the crisper last night? Your story is falling apart, Ashley. This was not... a travel fridge. This was a domestic, I'm at home fridge.
No, this was, sometimes my boyfriend goes, you never have groceries in your fridge, so I'm going to bring stuff over to cook for you. Make sure you take that stuff out of the freezer and defrost it so I can cook it when I get there. And then he brings me carrots and greens.
By the way, I love your attempt at deflection here in the picture, which is that you put a hot little sneaky hand. Made it into the picture with your beautiful nails, just like presenting the fridge, splayed out.
Yeah, nails are beautiful. Do I have anything to put A1 steak sauce on? No, but my nails look nice. I don't even know why I have chocolate sundae syrup sauce. I think I had a milkshake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't had a milkshake in a while. Like, you know, when I went to In-N-Out recently, and they always try to pawn out their milkshakes. The milkshake and burger combo... I don't know that I'm down with it. It's a little too, it's too fast, too furious. I feel like I need to keep those separated. Yeah.
And I'm usually getting cheese on my burger. It's just a lot of dairy.
It's a lot of dairy. Like, I love soda with a burger. I love the bubbles. But yeah, I feel like I'm having like a liquid cake and also a burger. It's too much. It's too much to handle.
It's too much.
Okay, so yeah, you have these Smucker's Sunday syrup thingamajigs.
Yeah. Which, yeah, my mom also, whenever she visits me, she puts that on top of her coffee. So she probably bought that enough.
I'm old school. I'm Hershey's. Like, do they still do the Hershey's syrup? Probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I wonder when Smucker's got into the game, when they're like, guys, we're leaving a lot of money on the table with all this jelly.
All this jelly. We got to get into the syrup game. I'm telling you. Caramels, chocolates.
And then, like, there's a grandfather who's like, no, the Smucker's name was made with blueberries and blackberries.
We're a jam and jelly company.
Ever since you married that woman, she's putting ideas in your ear, son.
Syrups? It's not even the same consistency.
I'm taking you out of the will. I like that in my fantasy, the elder Smuckers like used to be an oil baron, and then he went into jelly.
Jams and jelly seems nicer than oil.
Yeah, that is definitely a nicer pivot. So then you have your soy sauce, you've got your Kikkoman, classic. You got your A1 steak sauce, classic. You've got probably an apple cider vinegar, I'm thinking here, from the viscosity.
Oh, that is actually a pineapple syrup that my boyfriend made. He does all like a lot of cooking stuff, and he was like, I made you some pineapple syrup, and I was like, what am I supposed to do with this?
I tried to give you the healthful benefit of the doubt, like, oh, this must be apple cider vinegar for your shots that you take every morning. You're like, nope, pineapple syrup.
No, it's a pineapple syrup. He mixes it with drinks. Sometimes I do put it in a cocktail, yeah. But you know, it's like, okay.
Oh, it's like a simple syrup type thing for cocktails. All right, that's kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, with a pineapple flavor, and he did use a Dole pineapple to make it, but I was also like, well, Dole makes a Dole pineapple syrup, so, you know.
So many questions about Dole.
I just get
the Dole company, we'll get to in a second. But here, let's just go back into the fridge to end this slaughter. The lower row of the door, we've got all of the fake coffee additives. We got the Coffee Mate. We got the Delish, it looks like. What is this thing?
I think it's a caramel macchiato Delish Delight coffee creamer.
Delish Delight creamer. We've got what looks like a ranch
that
dressing.
It's a blue cheese. Blue cheese for sure.
Kissing cousins with ranch.
some lemon juice.
Lemon juice, mustard.
There's a strawberry jam, mustard. And then some leftover macaroni and cheese and stuffing. Oh, and then at the bottom, it's cut off, but there is a bottle of espresso-flavored Kahlua that got cut off.
Is there anything natural in this fridge, Ashley? Anything?
The pineapple syrup.
That's not natural.
It's fruit.
It does not come from nature in syrup form.
Like, pineapple. It's like, you know, he put the real, there's real pineapple.
The healthiest food you have in here is real butter.
Yes, there's real butter. Okay. I did include the freezer, I just want to say, okay. Which I feel like supports me.
Oh,
here.
Yes.
There's frozen food.
There is a Ben and Jerry's front and center.
Avocado chunks, tropical fruit medley. There's clearly meat in there that I could defrost to eat.
Yes.
Turkey sausage patties.
Yes.
Dole dippers, frozen chocolate dip banana slices.
This is having a moment. This is not the first freezer that I've seen chocolate covered bananas in. I'm Foodstradamus. I call food trends, and I'm starting to see this everywhere.
Oh, yeah. This is a big thing. Also, a big kind of new push product line for Dole to really start launching into Dole Dippers. Since I started working for them, I buy a lot of the product because I just want to try it out in the marketplace. So that's why I picked these up.
And it looks like dark chocolate, too, which I'm into.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dark chocolate, really good. And then there's this other brand. I think it's Hershey or something, but they started selling like frozen chocolate-covered strawberries. So they're getting in the frozen chocolate covered fruit game, and you know, that's exciting. That's exciting.
I've never seen frozen avocado chunks. Is that like a smoothie thing?
Yeah.
That's fun.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, there's some like, I think frozen hash browns in there. It's yeah. So there's, stuff that can be cooked.
Yes. Okay. And then in our door, we have some sort of, is it chicken nuggets?
It is a turkey patty, like sauce turkey sausage patty from Applegate. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And then at the top is the fake egg patties that are made out of like mung bean.
Oh, interesting.
They're really gross though. I should probably, those have been in there for like a year because I just think it's really disgusting. So I should probably throw
Yeah, you definitely need more space in this fridge. I would definitely throw that away.
It's a little crowded.
This is fun, though, on the side of the fridge. We don't normally do the outside of the fridge, but on the side of the fridge, you have these magnetic spices, I'm assuming, that are attached to the side. That's kind of fun usage of space.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really fun. I will say, very fun in, like, thought and practice. Horrible idea. Those things, they're so hard to open, and they get, like if you have your fridge next to your stove, any heat like makes them seal shut. Mm. I haven't been able to open some of those spices for months.
Got it. Well, I was trying to give you a last minute victory and you yourself took it away from me.
It's a good idea. I had a good idea. What you see here is a well-planned fridge that has been let down by me having depression. Okay, but there was a solid month when I moved in. I was on my meds. I had bright ideas, a whole future, a plan. And I didn't stick with
it. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? We're here for you. We want you to know that you are seen. Your fridge is being seen by thousands of people right now. And I'm sure all the well wishes are going to come in soon.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, me too. That's jokes just like my fridge. I also woke up and went, can't wait to eat some leftover pizza for breakfast.
Leftover pizza for breakfast to me is like, to me, there's zero shame around that. It's a perfect breakfast food.
Yeah.
Actually, let me show you what I had for breakfast today. I'm holding up my plate. Bread and cheese. Bread and cheddar cheese is my breakfast that I had today. Okay, what's wrong with heating that up? And what's wrong with adding a little tomato?
Tomato sauce. Tomato. Some pepperoni.
Yeah, all of it is very breakfasty. So,
yeah, there was sausage on it. That's a breakfast food.
I'm a huge fan of atypical breakfast food. So that's one of them. Pasta carbonara is my favorite one, which is like pasta with egg and guanciale, which is like kind of a bacon type thing. Great. It's like my bacon and eggs in pasta form. Yeah. I'm in.
I've never had it because of the deathly egg allergy, but I've seen it on menus and I'm like, well, that looks great.
It must be very difficult to navigate life with an egg allergy. Everything has eggs in it.
So I can eat, like most people who have an egg allergy, we can eat egg that is baked at a certain temperature because we're usually allergic to this protein in it that dies at certain heat, at like a heat level. Mm-hmm. So like I can have baked goods. I can have like cake, anything that goes in the oven or cooks, you know, like a pancake has egg in it, but like you heat it so high that like it kills the protein I'm allergic to. So it's fine. But anything that is just like a scrambled egg is too much egg. Mm. Like unless you burn the shit out of it, I wouldn't be able to eat it.
What about like a super hard boiled egg?
I don't know. I've never risked it. I feel like that the protein is like right in
the center. For
the
listeners, let's do it right now. Get an egg on high, and by the end of our podcast, you will eat it on the air. And we will see if you live or die.
My mom used to kind of test it. She would be like, I just want to see if you're still allergic. And she'd like give me a little bite of egg, and then my lips would swell up and be like, okay, yeah, it looks like I'm still allergic. We did it.
Did you ever try to like go to an allergist and try to do away with it or no?
No, I've gone just to like still see if I'm allergic. Like they do the test because a lot of adults outgrow it. And the last time I did, they said I was still allergic, but probably not as much. Mm. Like now I'm at a point where I could probably force my body to get into egg if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like I could probably just, like at this point, my throat probably won't close. I'd probably just get like hives, get a little itchy. If I kept forcing myself to eat eggs in a month, I'd probably be over it.
I mean, listen.
At this point, they smell bad to me. And anytime I smell egg, I'm like, oh, it's poison.
You know, every celebrity has a charity that is their charity. I've never really done that. However, I'm willing to make this my cause. Is getting you to be able to eat eggs.
There's me, Jason Mantzoukas. Those are the only two people I know who deal with this, but we're in it.
Wow. In it. Oh, my God. Well, that's a good partner in crime to have, though.
Yeah. You know, we both struggle with breakfast. He's been on my pod, and we talk about how we have to lean in on oatmeals, cereals, You know, it's difficult. You know, you go get a breakfast sandwich, it's probably going to have egg. Then they got to remake it. It's
tough. Wait, tell me about a breakfast sandwich that doesn't have egg. What would that be?
Oh, my go-to is just ham and cheese.
Is ham and cheese a breakfast sandwich, though? That to me seems like a lunch sandwich.
Okay, see, this is the LA thing. I've been so... Yes, an English muffin with ham and cheese is a breakfast sandwich. They used to have it at Dunkin' Donuts, but Dunkin' Donuts retired ham from their menu. I'm still upset about it. This was like 2 years ago. And don't think it's for any like good reason because they still have bacon on their menu. It was just truly that they didn't want to pay for ham anymore. So they got rid of it. In LA, it is so goddamn hard to find an English muffin with ham and cheese. Every place is like, no, you want mayo on it. You want eggs on it. You want like a bagel. You don't want an English muffin. It is so hard. You can't get just an English muffin with ham and cheese. That's all I ever want for breakfast. That is my go-to. And it's so hard to find anywhere.
We've touched a nerve.
Yeah, an English muffin with ham and cheese. Yes, that's a breakfast.
I feel personally attacked because you started this tirade with, oh, here comes this LA bullshit. Listen, okay, first of all, I'm a New Yorker. I live in LA. I have to deal with the LA bullshit too, okay?
Okay.
Second of all, wasn't attacking. I think of a ham and cheese. I think like a French ham and cheese and a baguette type thing is like a lunch thing that you have.
An English muffin. See, a bagel with ham and cheese.
See, and I don't know if I was doing A, B, or C or 1, 2, 3, but the third thing, I don't know if you know, but I'm an ally, okay? I have actually been saying for the past year and getting a lot of shit for it that the English muffin... In general, if you take a huge cross-section, English muffins are better than bagels. And if you know the amount of pain I've caused, the amount of family members who don't pick up my phone call anymore, I have been dealing with so much flack over this. But I do think that if you take a cross-section of the general basic bagel and the general basic English muffin, 10 times out of 10 will beat the bagel. Am I saying that the best bagel will beat a mediocre English muffin? No, I'm not.
No.
But in general, most bagels suck and most English muffins are great.
Are great. And in LA, it's hard to find them. It's hard. I don't know, something with the water they say here, why they can't make good bagels and English muffins.
I don't buy it.
But it's so... I don't buy it. It's so hard to find a good English muffin here, but there's a million places that are like, oh, we try to make a real New York bagel. There's only one muffin place. It's called Muffin Can Stop Us, and they do an... Yeah.
Yeah, wait, tell me about this.
It's called Muffin Can Stop Us. It's in, I think, Highland Park, and they do breakfast sandwiches all on English muffins, homemade English muffins that are incredible.
Really?
They do also make regular muffins like chocolate and blueberry, but they make the best English muffin in the world. All the toppings they have. They make a pastrami. They make a bacon. Yeah, they got amazing sandwiches.
Oh my God.
You know what they don't have? Just goddamn ham and cheese. They won't just put ham and cheese on the English muffin. They won't do it. They don't just do ham and cheese. It's always like, we have a soju sausage. We got bacon. We got
I think
a ham.
They would.
We got turkey.
You've tried and they said they won't?
Yeah, they don't even have ham on their menu.
I don't believe it. Hold on. I'm calling them right now.
Okay. They don't even have ham on their menu.
Accepting messages because voicemail has not yet been activated. Oh,
are they like one of these hipster places that don't have a phone?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
Absolutely. Their name is Muffin Can Stop Us.
That's one of my new restaurant pet peeves. Someone brought it up recently of... restaurants that just don't have phone numbers anymore? Like, there's just no number?
Oh, yeah.
That's it?
No number. They're like, if you need any... They probably are, like, they have an Instagram, I bet. I bet you message them on Instagram and they'd be, like, right there.
Yeah, they'll respond, like, lightning speed.
Yeah, I don't want that. I just want to call.
Yeah.
But I've done that because I placed my order for delivery. And I go, they don't have ham on here. And I've called, I've, like, messaged to be like, hey, can you ask them when you get there if they have ham? Like, to the Uber person. And they're like, they can't make that change. They don't have that.
What?
I've written in the instructions when I make an order. If you have ham.
Really?
Just use ham instead of bacon. It's not on your menu if you do have it. And no. Every time I'm getting bacon, I'm getting just bacon and cheese or the soju sausage. They had one that's like the California Blast that's really good. You can get hash browns on it, which is great.
Wow. Wait, we're giving a lot of press to Muffin Can Stop Us.
Yeah, I'm mad.
And you're mad at that. Hold on, I'm calling another one. Let's see if we can get a hold of it, because we need an answer. Hi, is this Muffin Can Stop Us?
Yes,
I have a question. Can I order an English muffin just with ham and with cheese?
We don't carry ham.
You don't carry ham? Do you carry any pork product?
Pork, just bacon.
Just bacon. Is there a reason that you don't carry ham?
We don't sell ham sandwiches.
Got it. But you don't know what the decision-making was that went into that?
No.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Yeah, you know, from the people who love ham, we're just here to say we would really appreciate it if you'd get some ham on these sandwiches.
Okay, appreciate the feedback.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for your activism. I hope in a week's time we see that they're rolling out something new. They have new sandwiches all the time. They're always like, oh, now we're trying a pastrami thing. Like I said, it's not that these places have a thing against pork because they all have bacon. It's a thing against ham. And I think this started when Biden had all the issues with like the supply chain. That's when I noticed this started happening. The supply chain issues. Suddenly Dunkin' Donuts doesn't have ham anymore. Burger King doesn't like it started rolling back their breakfast ham menu options. I'm paying attention because I can't eat eggs. All I have out here is ham and cheese for breakfast.
How interesting. I never even noticed this. What about, and subbing bacon won't do it for you?
Nah. I mean, like, it doesn't have the same heartiness. It's like, if I'm eating bacon, I'm not eating more than, like, 3 strips of bacon.
Yeah.
And 3 strips of, like, bacon on an English muffin, that's not the same as, like, a nice foldable layer of ham.
Yeah.
With cheese melted on top.
Yeah, I get
you. A nice
you.
Buttered English muffin.
I mean.
Yeah. I will say the only place I found where you can get it is McDonald's. You can do the McMuffin, no egg, and then it's the Canadian ham, though. So it's the round, weird ham.
Well, Canadian ham, the only difference is I think it's just smoked versus American ham, which is just cured, which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just fine. That's what I have to say.
Wow. It's funny because all this talk, you would think that there'd be some ham in your fridge.
Like 2 days ago, my boyfriend was like, do you want me to take you to the grocery store so you can get ham and cheese and stop bitching about this?
You've taken up 1/3 of this interview about your crusade about ham. Just buy some fucking ham already, Ashley.
Yeah. I could just make it myself. Yeah.
It's the easiest thing to make.
Yeah, I have a toaster. I have butter. I have English muffins. I could just go to the store and get ham and cheese.
Yeah, and you can get like the best ham and the best cheese. Like you can make the best version of this.
Yes, I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to turn these lemons into lemonade here. Okay.
It's going to the grocery store so hard, and sometimes you just want to hit that Uber Eats and just have someone bring you food.
I mean, I have someone bringing my groceries. That's my pandemic holdover. Dan is never picking his own fruit or vegetables ever again. Gregory is, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, honestly, I do that because I live in Silver Lake, and like the closest place is like a Whole Foods. It's so expensive. And then I look on Instacart, and I'm like, oh, somebody can go to like the Walmart in Burbank and like get the groceries for half the price? Sure, I'll do that. And they bring it right to me?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Wait, you live in Silver Lake. I'm surprised. Does All Day Baby not do this sandwich that you're asking for?
No.
Are you sure?
No, yeah.
Have you tried?
Yeah, I'm sure. First of All Day Baby doesn't even have an English muffin. They have a biscuit.
Oh.
Yeah. They do a biscuit breakfast sandwich.
That's a hipster English muffin right there. The biscuit.
Exactly. It's not like a southern biscuit. It's a perfectly fine biscuit.
Yeah.
But I do like their bacon. They have a good breakfast.
In my opinion, you know, I think that McDonald's is the gold standard of French fries. And I think that KFC might be the gold standard for biscuits.
I would agree.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like theirs more than Popeyes. Yeah. Popeyes is a torture. It's so dry. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, KFC, they got it fluffy. Mm. They got it nice.
Yeah.
And other places have tried to get into the biscuit game. It doesn't work for me. I don't like a Chick-fil-A biscuit. And, you know, I don't support the homophobes. So I got morals when it comes to that.
Yes, but that aside, how does it taste, though?
I mean, oh, amazing. I love Chick-fil-A. It's so good. I love a Chick-fil-A sandwich. That's with ketchup and hot sauce on it. That, oh, used to be my go-to for a good amount of time when I worked next to a place that was the only place you could get lunch.
Yeah, I do feel like there's this thing of like, there's an amount of like racism or anti-Semitism that I'm willing to put up with if it's really, like I did a show in the South, I forgot where it was, and it was like for this Jewish group, and I was like, where are we going to go eat? I wanted like the best thing. They're like, well, the best barbecue in town is this place, but they have a huge Confederate flag outside, and they have like books inside about like, you know, the Confederacy and the South will rise and all that. I'm like, how good is it? They're like, it's unbelievable. I'm like, let's fucking, I have to do it.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. A situation like that, I'm going
to
do it.
I have to.
In the South, yeah.
I would say it was worth the uncomfortableness of being in that place. It was so good.
Was it that good?
It was very good.
Yeah. See, I mean, it's hard to get good barbecue. So I'm going to do that.
So I made up a story about the Elder Smucker, him being some sort of oil baron, and I couldn't have been further from the truth. Jerome Monroe Smucker was born in 1858 in Ohio. He was the son of Mennonite farmers, so basically Amish. He built the family business to 4 farms and a creamery while spending his evenings tutoring his neighbors in good penmanship. Oh my God, he's not an oil baron. He's a nice man. When he added a cider mill in 1897, Smucker's first batch of apples came from some of Johnny Appleseed's original orchards, which then begs the question, who the fuck was Johnny Appleseed? He was a real person? Yeah. Johnny Appleseed was born in 1775 and was an American pioneer nurseryman, which is a thing, who introduced apple trees to large parts of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, West Virginia, and present-day Ontario. He became an American legend while still alive due to his kind, generous ways, his leadership in conservation, and the symbolic importance he attributed to apples. Back to Smucker's. To extend sales of apple products year-round, Smucker began manufacturing apple butter from an old family recipe, and it soon became his most popular product. Smucker's began listing the ingredients on its many jams and jellies years before it was required to by law, and the business was incorporated in 1921. Jerome Smucker died in 1948, but the business is still family-owned and still headquartered in Jerome Smucker's hometown of Oroville, Ohio. And what about this iconic name? Well, it was originally Schmucker when Smucker's great-great-grandfather came to America from Switzerland in the 1700s. It was later spelled Smoker for about 2 generations before the family's forebears grew uncomfortable with a name that suggested tobacco use and took to spelling the name Smucker. Smucker's great-great-grandson, Mark Smucker, has been CEO of the J.M. Smucker Company since 2016. Oh, and how much is this company that started selling apple butter out of a pushcart worth today? $12 billion. Okay, so let's get into the questions. So, okay, what is your earliest food memory?
Ooh, gosh. I guess my earliest is being obsessed with the, like, double chocolate fudge rounds from Little Debbie.
Mm.
Like, I just have a distinct memory of being, I don't know, 4 or 5 or whatever, the first time someone gave me those, and just being like, holy shit.
Wow.
Whoa. Like, this is a thing. You can just get this. It's just delicious and 8 kinds of chocolate. And it's just, you're handing it to me in a little package and just being like amazed and loving fudge rounds.
I don't quite know what a fudge round is. Take me through it.
Okay. It's like 2 chocolate cookies with like chocolate frosting in the middle, like a light chocolate frosting in the middle. And then there's chocolate frosting, like, on the outside in a kind of swirly pattern.
Mm. Fun.
That's about it. It's,
yeah.
Just a lot of sugar and chocolate. And they gave that to me at probably, I don't know, 3, 4. And I was just like, oh, my God. You got, like, and fudge. This is incredible.
Yeah.
I take them to lunch every day for school. And that was, like, my first food I remember just being obsessed with. Anytime I went to the store, I was like, Mom, we got to get fudge rounds. Are you like,
I love it. It was, like, the first time you had gratitude for being alive. You were like, this is one of the joys of life. I get to enjoy this.
Yeah, I was like, and you guys, you walk into a store, you can buy this. They just have this. You don't even have to make it, put it in an oven. You just buy, you open it, you eat it.
Thank you for bringing me into the world, mother.
And I mean, that started a long relationship with me eating packaged foods that just aren't good for me.
Okay, so. Got it. It all makes sense now. Your origin story is, it's perfect for where that fridge is.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your death row meal? We have to think of a reason you're on death row. I think it's pretty easy. Ooh. I'm assuming there's a special at Muffin. What is the muffin place called?
Muffin Can Stop Us
is doing a special called the Ashley. And it's finally like a one day only thing. It's exactly what you asked for. It's the English muffin with the ham. None of that Canadian bullshit. Like real ham and cheese. And you're so excited. You get in your car. You go there. And you are the last person before they sell out. And you just fucking lose your mind. The aftermath is just bodies everywhere.
Bodies everywhere.
Blood bodies everywhere. Yeah, you killed the person who was in front of you who got the last one, and then you just went for everyone else who was in the blast radius.
Everyone just in the rain. I just lose rage. I'm losing it. I'm eating bloody ham cheese, English
and
muffins.
You have no weapon. That's the craziest part.
Yeah, is I'm just doing
just,
this. Just tossing people with my hands.
Yeah, your inner Steven Seagal comes out.
And then I'm on death row.
Now you're on death row. What is your death row meal?
Ooh. This is hard. So, well, I mean, one of the reasons I hardly ever have anything in my fridge is because I never know what I want to eat. I am one of those people who just never, ever knows what I want to eat. It is so hard for me. I guess I would want like a classic, just a nice steak, mashed potatoes, asparagus, like a nice wine. I always enjoy that. Maybe like a Brussels sprout, like with, you know, like a balsamic on it and some bacon, something like that.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. So you're not alone. The most requested death row meal is a steak.
With A1 sauce, which I know is controversial, but I'm black, and if you don't like A1 sauce, that is anti-black.
I don't think there's any controversy around that. Taking the racial shaming out of it. A1's
look, black people love A1 sauce. I'm just gonna claim.
I mean, A1 is a fabulous sauce, and actually, I don't know if you know, the secret ingredient to A1 is anchovies.
I did.
Yeah,
know that.
It's an anchovy based sauce.
I hate anchovies on a Caesar salad, so that's really.
Oh, did I fuck up A1? Do you hate black people now? You said it yourself.
No,
you said it yourself.
I will just go back to pretending I don't know that.
Well, yeah, you don't taste it. Here's the thing. I always say anchovies are the sleeper hit. You never sense them in a sauce or in a dressing.
It's the moment I see it. That's the thing. It's the visual. Yeah. Like, I've had salads where I don't realize it's in there, and then I look and get mixed in, and I'm like, oh, what did we do here? What? Oh, ew.
No, I think if you like A1, you're actually a big anchovy fan, so sorry to break it to you. This is like Maury Povich. You are the father. You've always loved anchovies. So, what is the best high-end meal you've ever had?
Oh, damn. Okay, I definitely have a lot of these, because I love to smoke pot and eat food. That is...
High-end. We're talking like tasting menu high-end. You get high and go to fucking French Laundry?
Okay, I got it. I went to Colombia last year, and my friend and I went to this... it's like a 13-course meal at this place called Leo Michelin Star Restaurant in Bogota. I got stoned as hell before, because they also they have a meal where they have a cocktail where part of the cocktail is you smoke a lavender cigarette while you drink.
Come on.
Yeah. Cool as hell. But when we went in this place, we did the wine pairing with our courses. So I didn't know the deal with the cocktails. I just see someone next to me at a table pull out something that looks like a joint and start smoking it. And I was like, you can smoke weed in here? And so I did. So I pull my vape out. I'm vaping weed. No one ever says anything
to
me.
Oh, my God.
No waiter is ever like, this is not allowed. They see me. I don't know if they're just like, hey, this is one of those places where they're choreographed to like drop the table, the plates at the same time. Like they come at the same. So they probably were just like, hey, we just let the rich people do what they want. I'm not rich. My friend is. We were there for her birthday. But I was just like having a good time. At the end of our meal, finally, this meal is incredible, by the way. The best stuff I've ever eaten, like all local Colombian foods, just delicious. We were there for 2 hours. There were so many courses. Best thing. And then at the end, they're like, hey, do you want like cocktails just to like close the night? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, you should try this one. It comes with like a little lavender cigarette. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. And they're like, all those people you saw smoking in here, they were smoking a lavender cigarette that comes with the drink.
My God.
And you're supposed to like smoke it and blow the smoke onto the drink and then drink it. And I was just like, oh, well, I'm glad I got incredibly stoned so I could eat this meal.
Oh, my God. Did they say it in a way like, oh, yeah, that cigarette, that's actually lavender. Miss.
Yeah, they said it in a way where they were like, we understand, I think, why you were confused in vaping in here, so we're just gonna tell you, like, oh, you want to try a cocktail, maybe the one that has lavender, because they weren't smoking in here.
Amazing.
And I did get it. The drink was pretty good.
That's the most passive aggressive way to be like, you have brought down the class of this restaurant.
You've been bathing the place in vape smoke. And it truly was the nicest, fanciest place I've ever been to, like Moe's Court. And I just was like, they're smoking. People are smoking.
They're like, ma'am, no one else is playing Bob Marley on their iPhone at the table. It's just you.
Yeah. Okay, ma'am. And yeah, I learned my lesson. But hey, they could have told me to stop. But it did make the meal so much better. Like that. One of those meals in my old age, I'm going to think back.
That's fun. I don't smoke weed very often, but I've never gotten stoned and gone to like a crazy fine dining place. That sounds like it would be a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it's fun. Some places it can be so stressful to be high, but like if it's a nice fine dining place where they know, like, leave them alone, like you get your space, it's a great experience to just be like, we're going to order whatever we want here. Like, let's go crazy.
Interesting. That's a good case for that, because I would never think that. But it's like, yeah, they're going to leave you alone. You're going to get like, you know, doted on hand and...
Yeah, like a little high baby. And they're just like, do you want more? Here's your water. And you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, you're like a stoned boy king who's like, yes, give me more.
Oh, yeah. And especially like in Colombia, food is really cheap there. Like we would go out to eat at these like nice places and get like 3 steaks that we would just be like, let's just try the different steaks and share them. And walk away, the bill's like $80. And I'm like, how is this possible?
Amazing. What is the best low-end meal you've ever had?
Low-end, I'm going to go with, there's this place in LA called Rick's Drive-In that's in Silver Lake, and they have the best, my like favorite hot dog in LA. It's only, I think, $2, and I will usually do that and a milkshake, and it's like $6 total.
Mm. Okay.
So hot dog and milkshake, I think that's an okay combination.
Hell yeah. I think that's better than burger and milkshake. Something about a hot dog... It's a little more snappy.
Yeah, it's light. It's like a little snack, you know? And they just put mustard on there, so...
Okay, that's a good one. Do you have a favorite drunk food?
My favorite drunk food, definitely tacos, Mexican, anything. Yeah. Like, yeah. As soon as I'm like salsas, meats, rice, yeah, I'm good.
Hangover cure?
I do this like hash brown kind of scramble. So it obviously doesn't have eggs because I'm allergic, but I just mix a bunch of meat and cheese in with... diced potatoes and fry it up and then cover it in cheese and then I eat that.
Meat and cheese and fried potatoes. That sounds pretty fun. So it's like a hash.
Yeah, like just hash brown with like chorizo, and I'll put like, you know, red and green peppers, put cheese on top, and it's a good time.
So I'm assuming you haven't been hungover in a while because you don't have one of those ingredients in your fridge. You have the hash browns. You do have the hash browns.
I had chorizo in my freezer. So there you go.
Chorizo in my freezer is going to be Ashley's autobiography. Have you ever used those like egg substitute things, like just egg?
Yeah.
It's weird, right? It's weird.
Yeah, they're weird. Like there's the just egg patties are made out of like mung bean. They were in my freezer. So you see, I tried. They're disgusting. They taste so weird. Yeah. I also don't know though what an egg patty consistency should be like. So it's just a weird texture in my mouth. I've used the like liquid egg, the fake liquid egg that you can use to make scrambled egg. And again, it's just the texture seems weird to me. Like at this point, my body just like can't deal with the egg feeling. So I try to stay away from the substance.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was sent a bunch of them and I tried really hard to prepare them well. And it was gross. Also, the word mung bean grosses me out.
Yeah, mung bean. I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And like, you know, I've lived this far without needing it, so.
Yeah, you're doing okay. Yeah. Who's your favorite celebrity food personality?
Padma. Absolutely. Yeah. Padma.
She's great.
She's so good at food and she's so hot. That's an incredible combination.
She's so good at food, she's so hot, and she has this sultry voice that sounds like she's got molasses in her mouth at all times.
Yeah. She did voice that on the newest season of Big Mouth, and I was like, oh, good. I'm happy to hear her, because that voice.
It's a great voice. What is your desert island food? So you're trapped on a desert island. One food you're never going to get tired of for the rest of your life. I think I have a guess of what it is. I'm curious if I'm right or not.
I mean, can I bring all the things to make this meal? Or is it like a thing that's made?
I don't know where you're going with this, but let's just let your mind go and I'll reel you in if you have to be reeled in.
Okay. I'm obviously going to go with a ham and cheese English muffin.
Okay.
If I can just have the stuff to eat that all the time, I'm
okay.
happy.
Okay, all right. Wow, we really have to get you this sandwich.
Yeah, it's a perfect, it works for lunch, it works for dinner, breakfast, you can add stuff to it. Like,
first of all, this is also on your boyfriend a little bit. Like, this is a very low bar to be impressed. Like, you're not saying, oh, I want to go to Paris. I've always wanted to see Versailles. No, you're not saying that. You're like, I just want a goddamn English muffin.
Just an English muffin with ham
and cheese.
That's it. And you can't get it. You cannot get it here.
You know, my new favorite ham and cheese sandwich, type of sandwich, and I'm curious what you think about this, but mortadella and cheese. I love mortadella, and
I love mortadella,
There's some Italian sandwich shops popping up now that are making these insane mortadella sandwiches, and mortadella, Dana Dude Foodstradamus is calling the next big pork product is mortadella. It's already out there. It's doing it. It's having its moment. But yeah, I think that might be a fun little crutch in the meantime, is get into the mortadella and cheese sandwich craze.
Yeah. I've been to some of these Italian sandwich shops that are popping up in LA with a really good sandwich, and they got some good Italian sandwiches.
Yeah, I love that.
That's my usual go-to.
Yeah, I love that that's happening now. I'm into it. Is there a food you can't stand eating?
I mean, I'm really not that picky. I don't really like anything with mayo. I can't do mayo or Miracle Whip. Obviously, like, mayo, egg, but, like, people, like, Miracle Whip doesn't have egg, and I still just, I can't do it. Like, if you give me a sandwich with mayo on it, I can't eat it.
Interesting.
If it's, like, I hate it. If you tell me, like, oh, like, aioli, I can't do aioli, because I just, even if it's with Miracle Whip, I'm just, like, I know, I can't. It's gross to me.
I was gonna ding you for the pronunciation and say that it's aioli, not aioli, but... Since you're not eating it, I'm not going to ding you. It's okay.
Sorry. We'll let it. It's not my culture. Yeah.
Last question, which is my favorite question. What is or what are your restaurant pet peeves?
I mean, I hate a server who hovers. I can't stand that.
A hover.
You know, I don't like a hovering. Like, you know, I appreciate you being attentive. But go be on your phone in the back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need the watchdog approach. I hate when they don't immediately give you water. Like, I just feel like that is, if you see someone come in, they're seated, like, get them water immediately. You don't need to ask. Just get them water. Like, that to me, but again, I feel like that's a very American thing, because in Europe, you have to be like, do you want water, sparkling tap, what is it? It costs money. But this is America. Go get me my tap.
Yeah. The founding fathers.
They, right after guns, I get my tap water.
It was going to be the Third Amendment, it was last minute, it was struck away from the Europeans who were here trying to start this new country. You know, I think I can bring you onto my team of evangelicals for something I call the Korean button, which is you go to a Korean restaurant, they have the button on the table.
Yes.
You press the button, you get service. You don't press the button, no one's around you.
You get service. You're good. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yes. I've been to a few Korean barbecue places that have this, and I am just like, this is brilliant.
Yes.
And I know some Americans are like, it's rude. Like, you're calling you're pushing a button to have them come serve you. And like that's better than half the assholes who, like, snap their fingers and, like, wave a hand.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather hit a button.
By the way, I think they like it too, because they don't have to do the fake, like, walk around and guess if you want something or not.
Yeah. Or like scanning your plate, like, oh, do they need anything? Are they low on this? No, just
mind you, the fact that they're wearing a shock collar and every time you press it, it shocks them. That's probably a little bit. They could probably come up with a better system.
That part is a bit.
That's
much.
A little
yes,
problematic.
Yeah, we could fight against that part of it.
I don't know why they don't just do like a blinking light, but you know, maybe it's a cultural thing. I don't know, but I do love the Korean button. I'm a huge proponent. I'm trying to get it in non-Korean restaurants. It needs to be everywhere.
Yeah, that should be the go-to. That should be the standard. Just like a plane, hit a button, yeah. You get the service. Cannot stand when they just like hover. They're constantly coming over. Are you good? And then I'm like having serious conversations, just trying to talk about my week. And it's like, no, we're good. Yeah. Everything's great. Yeah. I have food in my mouth. It's great.
Yeah. I think very good restaurants won't ask you, are you enjoying everything? Because the assumption should be that you're enjoying everything.
You're enjoying it. I'm eating it. You see, like, am I saying I have a problem? No.
It's not like you would raise your hand and be like, excuse me, just so you know, I'm enjoying this. Like, you know what I mean?
Loving
By default, I'm loving it. If I'm not, I'll say something. But
it's great. I'm giving you money. I'm happy with what I'm getting.
I had a very needy server last night, and he was just like, how is everything? How is it? I'm like, you're making me think there's something wrong with the food because you're like, wait, does he actually like it?
Does he like it? Like, is there something, should I be aware of something? Are you good? And it's like, what, does my face look mean? Leave me alone. It's fine.
Ashley, this was such a delight. Thank you so much for giving us your time. Tell the people where they can find you.
You can follow me at The Ashley Ray anywhere. Listen to TV I Say with Ashley Ray if you want to hear about some really good TV you should be watching, documentaries, reality. We talk about all of it. And follow me. I got shows coming up. I'll be in Chicago soon doing shows, New York. So go to the website, theashleyray.com.
She's very funny. I highly recommend seeing her live. Thank you, Ashley. You're the best.
Thank you so much. This was so fun.
Now get your ass to the supermarket right now.
I'm about to go buy a bunch of Dole fruit cups and probably just eat those as a meal for the next 3 days.
Oh, boy.